The court's ruling strikes down a buffer zone law in Massachusetts that bars protesters from speaking with anyone within 35 feet of the clinic's entrance. The unanimous ruling says such laws create a no-free speech zone on public property that violates the First Amendment rights of anti-abortion protesters. Barbara Lyons of Wisconsin Right to Life says although her organization doesn't often sponsor protests, she's pleased with the ruling.
This is not Wisconsin Right to Life's primary activity. However, we do support people that want to exercise those free speech rights to protest essentially the killing of innocent human beings inside the clinic.
Lyons says she thinks the ruling may also strike down a Madison ordinance that bars protesters from coming any closer than 8 feet to patients as they enter abortion clinics. But Madison State Representative Chris Taylor says it's too early to tell how this latest ruling will affect that ordinance. Taylor is the former public policy director of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. She says Madison's ordinance is based on one in Colorado that was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2000. Still, Taylor says the court has been increasingly willing to ignore precedents like that, and she's worried about the impact of this ruling.
It is a concern now. Are these protesters going to be emboldened to once again step in front of women, grab at women, surround women, block the entrance to the doors?
Taylor says she'll be closely watching to see how the federal court in Madison handles the challenge to Madison's ordinance. That trial won't take place until next year. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.